It's time to tune in to Hot Seat Haas. You are now tuned in to Hot Seat Haas. It doesn't matter if you're Gen Z, millennial, or straight up boomer. Give it up for your host, Hot Seat Haas. The following podcast contains explicit language. You can support this podcast within the Anchor app. And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the Hot Seat Haas podcast. You are now part of a community in touch with culture, education, and collective empowerment. And now, your host, Hot Seat Haas.
One thing for sure, one law that was passed is clearly being practiced right now, because I smell some weed. Someone is smoking. All right. You smell that, Marsha?
Diddy recently shared an interesting clip on his personal Instagram page of Dara Star Tucker. She has a podcast called I'm All Over the Place. In this clip, she briefly talks controversy surrounding Dave Chappelle, Kyrie Irving, and Ye. She also questions what happened to the relations between Black and Jewish communities.
So, comedian Dave Chappelle is in hot water for a monologue that he did on SNL that was widely regarded as anti-Semitic. Basketball player Kyrie Irving, who's known to have a proclivity for conspiracy, tweeted a link to a film that contained anti-Semitic disinformation and was eventually suspended by the Nets. And we all know what Kanye is up to. I recently did a video on Black writer Eric Montes' accusations that Norman Lear had cheated him out of the profits of several of the shows that he had had a hand in creating. The torrent of anti-Semitic comments under that video left me reeling. So where is all this coming from? Jewish people were at the vanguard of the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s. So what happened to relations between the Black and Jewish communities? I'm Dara Star Tucker, and this is The Breakdown. Now, I want to first acknowledge that it is possible to be both Black and Jewish, since Judaism is a religion, and like Blackness, being Jewish is also a cultural marker. But for the purposes of this conversation, we'll focus on Jewish people who identify as white. Historically, Black and Jewish people have been natural allies. There is a common history of extreme persecution and triumph in the midst of adversity. And for a while, these commonalities seem to create a natural alliance between the two groups. In the world of arts and entertainment, Black and Jewish people have collaborated to create some of the most significant and lasting works of all time.
Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, be good to me.
And it's safe to say that the world of comedy would essentially be non-existent without the contributions of Black and Jewish people. Historically, Jewish people in America have been politically progressive, and they were some of the first to break down racial barriers. During the initiative to register Black voters in Mississippi in 1964, which came to be known as Freedom Summer, more than half of the lawyers that represented those civil rights workers were Jewish. Two Jewish workers, along with a Black man, were murdered by the Ku Klux Klan for their participation in that movement. But there's a general feeling that relations between the two groups began to sour in the late 1960s. Many hold the Black nationalist movement responsible for this shift. Leaders within the Nation of Islam, in particular, espoused explicitly anti-Semitic views and promoted very dangerous ideologies around the origin of the Jewish people in America and the threat that they represented to Black people. This anti-Jewish fervor within a certain segment of the Black community is seen by many as the beginning of the end of the Black and Jewish alliance. But there's more to the story than that. When Jewish people began to migrate en masse to the U.S. in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, they, like Polish and Irish immigrants, weren't seen as white in the U.S. That was a designation that was strictly reserved for Anglo-Saxon Protestants. But right around the middle of the 20th century, America extended an uneasy ceasefire and effectively granted them whiteness. Whiteness with an asterisk, but whiteness nonetheless. Since race as we know it is a social construct and not a biological reality, yeah, they could do that. And so Black people who could not change their names or features and be absorbed into the general population began to find allyship elsewhere. The shifting political tides contributed greatly to this as well. Rather than being seen as struggling minorities fleeing persecution, the Jewish people were now representatives of the American dream. They were an immigrant success story. But by the late 1960s, the United States, and specifically the Black community, was becoming more aware of the Palestinian struggle. It was only a matter of time before the Nation of Islam began to loudly assert that Jewish people in America were complicit in the oppression of Palestinians. And Black folks identified with that struggle. Now, there are two realities that we need to be able to hold simultaneously. Number one, the Jewish people belong to an historically marginalized group that has been systematically persecuted for simply existing for thousands of years. And number two, for the last 70 years, Jewish people have been a part of the dominant racial caste in the U.S. and therefore are able to participate in and perpetuate white supremacy. It would stand to reason that Black entertainers in particular would be acutely aware of the history of exploitation of Black art and artists by unscrupulous managers, agents, and industry heads. That's a history that can't be explained away. But in our zeal to call out white supremacy in all of its forms, we as Black people must remember that religious and cultural persecution are tools of the oppressor. We cannot find true liberation in allowing ourselves to become the mouthpiece for someone else's holy war. Our fight isn't against Jewishness, it's against white supremacy. And the paradox is that that has historically been a shared battle between the Black and Jewish communities. Join Greg Bryant and I for a frank discussion on this topic on the I Am All Over the Place podcast.